Darling dearest. Sweetheart. Beloved fearsome lich of the Bloodwoods. Aha! I thought I'd find you here. What are you doing, my handsome undead king? Oh, hush. You are royalty to me, and I will name you by whatever title I think you deserve, husband. Oh, I see what you're doing. Looking above ground again, hmm? These DIY periscopes of ours have sure come in handy. Just push them up through the holes in the roof of our beautiful furnished crypt. And voila! We can see if there are any travelers out there for us to terrorize. It's such toe-curling fun when somebody comes along. Can I see? All I can see is rain and trees and a part of the inside of the fallen temple we live under. Not too exciting. I don't think anyone's going to come exploring this way today, honey. Whoop! My eye fell out of its socket and you caught it! My man might be hundreds of years old, but he's not only strong, he also has the perfect reflexes. Well, you caught my eye just now. And you caught my eye back then, if you know what I mean. Could you pop it back in for me, please, dear? I can't feel my face again. Otherwise, I'd do it myself. The nerve endings in my head don't seem to like to work on Mondays. I don't think that's the right way. I can't really see. Ah! Better. Much better. I can see you with two eyes again. Hang on. Stop. Let me take in your magnificence. Ah! Gosh! I could look at you for all of eternity! I know. If only the elven magic that preserved most of my brain and intelligence preserved my body as well. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Don't apologize for my body's issues, precious. I think you did a marvelous job raising me from the dead, feeding me zombie health juice, and finding us this place to live in. All the other zombies I know can't even talk, and their bodies eventually decompose to the point where they're no longer functional. I only look like this because you look after me. That uptight family of mine might have refused to allow me to be with you while I was alive, but they can't stop me from being with you in the undead afterlife. I'm so happy. Indeed, I was extremely surprised when I woke up in your arms after drinking the poison that took my life. But that's because I didn't know you were a lich until after I had died. Sit. Aren't you naughty? coming into my parents' elven court, disguised as a mortal. I still can't believe they didn't suspect a thing. I never suspected a thing. Your illusion magic is much more powerful than their elven insight. Amazing. But you were so charming with that aura of mystery around you, and that seductive deep voice. I already told you. Had I known that you were a lich, I would have still fallen for you. Whenever I examine the memories I have from when I was still alive, they feel so surreal. You have a lot of guts for someone who's lost most of their insides, and I like that. Cuddle? I love the way my spine tingles whenever you pick me up and place me in your lap. What are you talking about? It's definitely from excitement, and not from the compressed nerves in my back. Wait. I knew it. I could feel that leg coming off. Can you help me pick it up, please, dear? And reattach it with that fancy magic of yours. I think you've got to get this ball part into the socket first. There! This zombie body of mine really isn't made for long-distance traveling, is it? But still, the month-long trip was worth it, though. I don't think my family would ever think to look for me here. They may suspect that I've been raised from the dead, but they don't have the body to prove it. What about you, my darling? You know what I'm talking about. Your family. I don't know why it never occurred to me before that liches had families. Y'all seem like such solitary beings. But of course, you have your places of origin. And you've told me about yours. So, your family, or what's left of them? They wouldn't try to come and hunt us down, would they? I see. I hope they continue to be preoccupied with all those other things for the next 10,000 years, or however long we manage to live for, on all of this undead magic. The important point is, we love each other despite what has gone on in our family's histories. It's funny how these things work out. You initially came to my parents' court as a spy, fell in love as soon as you laid your eyes on me, and chose love over war. Somewhere along the way I died, but it was worth it. Of course! I do it all over again in a non-heartbeat. So much romance and tragedy. You know what would be amazing, my sweet pie? It would be wonderful if our story was sung by traveling bards and performed on stages. Just imagine. People could be inspired by the power of love and how it transcends death. I have an idea. I could anonymously write something and sneak it into the bag of a traveling bard. So exciting. That's a good question. Why was I looking for you before? I nearly have it. Just give me 5 seconds or so. Oh! Yes! How silly that I almost forgot. I got something special for you. Here. Open! Decadent chocolate cake with cherries soaked in wine, and 2 bottles of rum. Oh, my sugar plum. It doesn't need to be some sort of occasion. I want to celebrate our love just because. Today it's cake and rum, and tomorrow and the next day and the next, I'll think of some other little exciting things to do together. A fork? Not necessary. I want to break off little bits of cake and put them right into your mouth. I gave you a big chunk. Do you like it? What do you think of the texture? It's okay. I'm sorry. Wait until you've swallowed everything, and then you can answer. Right? Remarkable. The jelly pieces are made from magic beans. The ones that keep you going for longer. Great for magical endurance as well. And they won't give you gas. Have more. Yum. No, dear. I'm not craving sweet foods today. Or brains, for that matter. Those potions you give me keep down the urge to chase adventurers through the forest and eat their brains. You know I don't like doing that. It makes me feel so uncouth. More. Have more. Isn't it amazing to be able to eat as much as you want without putting on an ounce of weight? You'd make so many people jealous. I don't know why you're not on the covers of magazines. Honey, I've been meaning to ask you something. Do you think we could have a zombie cat and a zombie dog? I've always wanted them. And since we can't have children, it'll make our little family bigger. Yes? You're the sweetest. I love you. Oh, I can't wait to make cute little animal toys and beds and costumes. You spoil me. Okay, dear. We can talk about it more later. But now, more cuddles. Do you remember the first love letter you sent me? You somehow found out that indigo owls were my favorite birds. You even enchanted both the owl and the letter to make sure that they wouldn't fall into the wrong hands. That's how we communicated with each other for some time. I was captivated by the poetry you wrote, your intelligence, and your words of praise. Oh, dearest, you could melt even the most guarded of hearts. I didn't need much convincing. Living under the watchful eye of my parents and guards was becoming unbearably stifling. Not to mention, I was already 212 years old by then, and they were still being overprotective. How my heart would flutter whenever I received one of your letters. Then one day, as I was strolling across the Crystal Bridge in the great Elven Gardens, there you were, standing in a boat beneath me, a materialized dream. What was it that you said to me that day? That I was as radiant as the sun, and that you would have no one else. You made me love you even more, my adorable honey cake. You're so sweet, I could just munch on you. Not actually. I would never do that. Afterwards, I summoned up the courage to tell my parents about us. You know how that went, my dear. They became so paranoid that they confined me to my room. For the next 100 years, they said. I had become their prisoner. I thought I would never be able to hear from you or see you again. The only way out I could see was death. Little did I know that it would be the start of a new life. Dear, my neck bone broke. I really love tilting my head back to look into your big, beautiful, dark, sunken eyes, but maybe I shouldn't keep it in that position for so long. Help, please. You're a legend. Do you think if we increase the strength of the zombie health potion, like double the ingredients, this kind of thing would happen less? Might need different ingredients? Well, all right, dear. I look forward to the day you perfect that health juice. I really want to be in tip-top shape, so I can have more fun with you, as well as play more pranks on those adventurers that come by here. So far, we've dyed people's horses, replaced some of their food items with rocks, grabbed their legs from below the ground, and blown in their ears while they slept. I can't wait for more. I think next time, we should wait till night and run through the trees with our lanterns while making scary noises and extinguish the lanterns as soon as they try to look for us. That'll keep them up all night. Are you okay, dear? I've been sitting in your lap for so long, your legs must be getting numb. Oh, that's right. You don't really have much circulation in your legs anyway. But I'll get off you for now. I know. I'll crack your back. I know you like that. Turn around and I'll see what I can do. Okay, put your hands behind your head. 1, 2. Does it feel good? Aw, you feel 50 years younger. Perfect. Does that mean we can dance the rest of the night away? That's what I like to hear. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.